If the spring water flows over the outer surface of a vessel, and as opposed to the previous Mishnah, this vessel doesn't have any cavity inside it. So it's just flowing over it. Or al gabe safsol, or over a bench also that has no receptacle. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Arehu kamosha haya. The spring water remains unaffected. It flows over the bench or the vessel or whatever, and it keeps its status as spring water and nothing changes. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Arehu kamikveh. He says, no. The vessel or the bench kind of like breaks the spring water, and it loses its status as spring water. It retains its status as mikveh water. You could still purify in it, but now it's got to meet the requirements of a mikveh, meaning that it's got to be stationary, it's got to have the minimum amount, etc. And even though it's now mikveh water, you can't immerse right by the bench or the vessel. And he says that's a rabbinical decree to prevent people from immersing inside the vessel, which would definitely be a problem. So he brings over here the locha follows Rabbi Yossi. The water after the bench or the vessel would now be degraded one step. It would now be like mikveh water, and also you're not allowed to immerse right at the vessel. You'd have to immerse later on after the vessel.